You ever had cheer wine?
Yeah.
They're having a cheer wine festival on May 18th.
Really?
In Salisbury, North Carolina.
How far is that?
Not far. I don't think it's too far.
Yeah, I had cheer wine for the first time a couple months ago.
It's like an hour and 45 minutes. But not too far.
Oh, that's not too bad. Is everything cheer wine flavored?
I guess so. Festival. I don't know. I want to go to the pickle festival.
Where's that and when is that? I love me a good pickle.
So it's actually held at Mount Olive, North Carolina.
Oh, yes, because Mount Olive pickles.
Mm-hmm. Let's see when it is. It kicks off April 26th.
Okay. How far is Mount Olive?
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
I know where Kings Mountain is. That's about it.
It's 4 hours and 31 minutes.
Oh, I don't need to go that far for a pickle festival.
I might try to go. I like the pickles.
I do like pickles, but I don't know if I want to go 4 hours away for pickles.
The festival.
True.
And it's Mount Olive pickles. Come on,
those
are the best.
They are the best. Between them and Vlasic. And Wickles pickles are good too. Have you ever had Wickles pickles?
Mm-mm.
Wickles pickles, they sell them in the store.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, Wickles pickles.
I like the Dilly Bites.
I love Dilly Bites. Oh my goodness.
Have you seen they got cranberry now? You can get cranberries.
Mm-hmm.
And carrots.
Yep. I've had the carrots.
I don't like carrots, but.
Oh, neither does Zora. He was offended by the carrot that I gave him like 2 months ago.
I want to throw a cucumber at the cat and see how it reacts. I keep seeing.
Oh, yeah. Those. People love throwing cucumbers at cats for some reason.
They just throw them out in front of them like it's a stop. And them cats will jump every time.
Mm-hmm. What was I going to say? Are we doing Fuji for lunch?
We can.
Okay, cool. Because that's what I told Lewis we were doing. And he's not doing anything today, so I'm cool with that. But hi, everybody. I'm Sarah.
Hi, Alicia.
And this is
Sinister States. We did it that time.
We did. Well, we're sitting in the same room this time, so I think we're good. It's when we're on camera, like,
it
recording.
It comes in a little weird.
It does. It comes in a little different. There's like a little bit of a delay. I don't think it's that bad, but it is a slight delay, so we can never get it right.
It's okay. We're new.
Are we?
I'm going to say I'm new forever.
Because I'm always new in town.
Right.
I'm new in town.
I'm new. Howdy, y'all.
Yeah, can't you tell by my lack of accent? I'm not from here. That's my biggest, like, explanation for everything.
I'm not from here either, just being honest.
No. But it's less obvious for you.
We're both immigrants to this camp, to this county, to this state. Oh my gosh. So I got to tell y'all something funny. It's real quick. At work, they hung up this sign. They hung up these questions. Like, they taped them to the little whiteboard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was all these things. Where are you from? What state are you from? You know, where do you want to go? What's your favorite color? Dream vacation? All these different things. You know, mm-hmm. Favorite movie, favorite books.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk up and they just left like the little sticky notes for you to write your answers on.
Mm-hmm.
They were nice. They left the Sharpie, like pens, write it, stick it on the board.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up there yesterday looking at what state you're from, right? Mm-hmm. What state you're from. Somebody put Myrtle Beach.
Oh my goodness.
The state, y'all.
Myrtle Beach is in South Carolina.
Myrtle Beach is a city within a state.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's
insane. And I got a feeling. Never mind. I'm not going to say
it. You're like, I know who that is.
No, I'm just saying. Like, that's got to be somebody from the younger generation.
Yeah. No, at physical therapy, they always ask, like, a question of the day or something. They don't always ask, but it's always written on the board. And I'm just curious, because the last one that I got asked was, what was your high school mascot?
Mm-hmm.
So what was your high school mascot?
Patriot.
Oh, that was mine, too.
We were Patriots.
Yeah, that's what I said. And the physical therapist was like, it's amazing how many people have, like, just regular, like, mascots. Like, some of them are interesting, but like, I was the Patriots.
And for the longest time, when I first started at the school, it was the little hunched over Patriot, you know, little Patriot man. And then when I got into high school, it actually went to the Patriots, like the football Patriots
mm-hmm.
logo.
Yeah. I was the Patriots. Our entire school district was the Patriots.
Yeah, we all were too.
And then my undergrad and my graduate schools, they're basically the same thing. So my undergraduate was the Bengal Tigers, but then my graduate program was the LSU Tigers. So it was Tigers twice. But we used to just say the Buffalo Bengals because that rolled off the tongue better. But they're both Tigers.
Yeah.
So literally the Patriots and the Tigers, like nothing interesting there.
I didn't go to like a big college. I went to a local community college, so.
My college wasn't that big in the great state, in the grand scheme of New York State schools. Like, because I just went to a SUNY school, which is the State University of New York, which we have a whole SUNY system. It was like a medium sized. Like, there was obviously bigger ones, but there was smaller ones. It wasn't anything crazy. It wasn't like a Big Ten school. Like, I didn't go to the Ohio State
You're like, I didn't
University.
go to the.
No, I
Look
just
at
went
you
to.
using the word the.
Well, that's how they refer to themselves, as the Ohio State University.
We're talking about everybody puts the
Yeah.
in front. I was like, she's
I'm
using the
going.
word
They'll. So
the too.
everybody here will either add the word the to the beginning of something or they'll add an S. So, like, I'm going to the Walmart or something. Or you guys like to refer to the old grocery chain, the Bilo. I don't even know
Oh,
what that
Bilo.
is, but.
Yeah.
But that's what. They're like, I'm going to the Bilo, the Target.
The Target.
The Target.
The BK Lounge is my favorite one to throw out there because everybody looks at me like I'm stupid, but I had somebody like refer to it as the BK Lounge, and so ever since then I call it the BK Lounge.
Interesting.
Do you know what it is?
Burger King?
Yeah.
That's what I was hoping it would be, but
Yeah.
honestly, the BK Lounge sounds like a really fancy place.
Right.
So it could go
That's
either
why I
way.
call it that, the Target and the BK Lounge.
The Target. Yeah. The Home Depot.
Yeah.
Going to the Lowe's.
I tell my husband we're going to the Home Depot.
Home Depot,
To
yeah.
the Home Depot.
No,
I
that's a
like to
fair
aggravate him.
assessment.
I hate going to Lowe's and Home
The
Depot.
Walmarts, they
Unless
always.
I'm going to look for cleaning supplies, and then I like Home Depot.
Yeah.
Because they have that one brand. Is it Zap? Something like that.
Is it the
Zep.
cleaner? Zep, yeah, it's like a.
Zep. ZEP.
Isn't it a shower cleaner or
They
something?
have shower cleaner, but they got toilet bowl cleaner too. And I'm telling y'all, that is the best toilet bowl cleaner you will ever get in your life.
That's fair. It's a fair assessment.
I get all the magic erasers I can
Dude,
get.
the magic eraser was the only thing that would take the stain off of the wall in our old place. So
Yeah.
the couch, I don't know if you noticed when you came in, but that brown like leather couch is now up here. Well, when we lived in our first place here, it rubbed against the white
Wall.
wall, and so the brown came off, and literally nothing would take it off except for
The
the
magic
pink
eraser.
stuff and a magic eraser.
Right. And I've got some of that pink stuff there at the house to try too. I haven't used it yet.
The pink stuff is good. I also like the Scrub Daddy
I haven't
magic
tried one of
paste or
those, but I've
whatever.
wanted to.
It's really good,
But
but
I'm just
Power
saying,
Paste, that's what it's called.
I just love a good quality cleaner. And I'm just saying, the Home Depot, they got the Zep.
Zep is good for
So
sure.
and they've got like a cleaner too. They've got like a foam that you can spray to like clean your walls. Like if your walls get dusty or if you just want to try to like refresh the walls or like your doors, like around the door frames, you know how sometimes they get dusty or discolored. Like they have like actual, you can get foam spray that you can spray and wipe, or they have wipes and it's made by that same company. I'm a big
Nice.
advocate for their cleaning supplies.
That's awesome. I
We're
highly
not sponsored
recommend.
by them either, people. Just so you know, we have no sponsors. If
Yeah,
you want to
zero.
sponsor us, go for it. But I'm just saying, like, it's just something that I use from the Home Depot.
The Home Depot.
The Home Depot.
Well, you guys are not here for cleaning tips. You're here for true crime.
But we
So.
squirreled on that one. My bad,
But
guys.
if you needed cleaning tips, Alicia gave you some, so yay. I appreciate that though.
I'm just
Because as an
saying.
adult, those are the things that get us excited. It's not toys, it's not new electronics, it's not this, it's not that. It's literally cleaning supplies and talk of home improvements and things of that
A
nature.
good
Which,
vacuum too, man.
dude, I bought a good vacuum. Okay, the best tip I ever got was to always buy a vacuum with that is made to suck up pet hair because those typically are stronger than your average vacuum. So even if you don't have a pet, it's made to collect that amount of dirt and gunk. So always get a vacuum with a pet like friendly motor and everything because it'll usually not crap out on you as quickly. But yeah, no, we have a pet vacuum. We have a the Abyssal Pet Pro or something. I don't know.
I'm just saying, like,
But a
nothing.
good vacuum, a good crock pot,
Oh,
like kitchen utensils
oh,
and
I've got,
stuff.
I'm gonna tell you the best invention ever is that air fryer convection oven combo. Have you seen
Is that
those?
like what I have downstairs?
I don't know, potentially. Mine looks like, it literally looks like a microwave,
Oh.
but mine opens like the little French doors.
Oh, fancy. Mine just pulls down. It looks like a toaster oven, but it's an air fryer.
Mine comes with little French doors, and you can actually put a whole pizza in this thing.
Wow.
Yeah, I
That's
got it at
cool.
Walmart on sale for like $80 last year.
Not bad.
Or, well, it's been over a year now, I guess. I don't know. I got it at like a Black Friday deal, so I guess it would have been 2 years ago.
Nice.
But that thing is life changing because I can literally, like, Ethan wants a grilled cheese. I just get the little bread out, put a piece of cheese on each side, pop it in there, hit the toast button, and it fixes the grilled cheese for me. I don't even have to
That's nice.
flip it.
Flip
That
it.
little air fryer just, oh, it's
Yeah.
exciting.
No, I totally get that.
So the things that, if you're listening and you're under the age of 25, I promise you will be us within 5 years.
Gets better.
You're
It gets more exciting.
not going to be worried about going out and having fun or what the newest like trend on TikTok is. You're gonna be
No.
wondering like, man, where did they get that air fryer?
And
And
why
what
do pillows cost $20 a pop?
and when did crock pots get that color? Because now I want a crock pot in that color.
And why do I need 42 dish towels?
And
Because they all have fun sayings on them, duh.
I don't need that brand new iPhone. I can keep my year before model, and I can go get a new Instapot.
Because I'm gonna cook more than I'm gonna call people.
Right. Because when you adult, life changes. That's just it. It does.
And you need money for like oil changes and stuff.
Yes. The oil
But
change and inflation.
yeah.
Can't forget inflation.
Ugh. I don't want to be a part of inflation anymore. I'd like it to go back, please. Thank you.
Just want that. Remember when gas was $0 a barrel and our gas went down to like a dollar and a quarter down here, like $1.50? You remember
I wasn't here. I didn't live here when that was a thing. The cheapest gas I've ever seen since I started driving was like $1.70 a gallon, and that was under the Trump administration. That's all I'm gonna say.
Well, that's what I'm saying too.
But that
Yeah,
was up
because
in New
it was,
York.
well, that was down, like down here, it got a little bit lower than that. I want to say it was like $1.25, $1.50. I'm like, it was when the economy was kind of popping along there and everything happened, we had that overabundance of oil there and
Oh,
everything
yeah.
just dropped down price wise.
The most expensive I think I've ever paid for gas up in New York was like $4.50 a gallon. It was awful.
Yeah, I
But
get it.
anyway, speaking
Moving
of
on.
awful, we are in the great state. I'm saying great. I've never been there, but I've also never heard any issues with it. But the
I
great
want to
state
go.
of, I want to go. The great state of Montana.
Right. And I wanted to go to Montana before Yellowstone become a thing. I'm just gonna throw that out there because everybody thinks that because you watch Yellowstone, that's why you want to go
I've
out
never seen
west.
Yellowstone. Is it based in Montana, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
The only people that I know exist in Montana are like Moose and Hank Green. Do you know who John Green is, the author?
No.
He wrote The Fault in Our Stars.
Oh, okay. I've seen the movie.
Yeah, his brother lives in Missoula, Montana.
Okay.
And he lives in Indiana. If you've ever been on YouTube, they're the Vlog Brothers. They're the ones that created VidCon and everything from YouTube back in like 2005. But anyway, Hank Green lives in Montana. That's like the only other person aside from Moose that live in Montana that I know of. But I think that the mountains and stuff are super beautiful.
Yeah, and I was in like 3rd grade, 4th grade, something. We had to do a project on a state. And I drew Montana, and I'm gonna be honest, just being 100% honest, as a kid, I was pissed. I was like, this is like way over there. I'm never gonna be able to go there. And I know
Right.
nothing about it. Like, other people got to pick all these great states. And I was towards the end because my last name started with a T. And I got stuck with freaking Montana.
Yeah, we had to do that in second grade, I think it was. We had to make little books based on a state. And my best friend at the time and I, her last name was Baker, my last name was Bearer. So we were back to back. And she pulled Alabama and I pulled Georgia.
So, but the thing is, though, is once I saw it, I fell in love with like the way that it looked, and I've always wanted to go to Montana. So just tossing that out there. Like
Well, we should go on a trip then.
I liked Montana before Yellowstone came out. So you can't say that I'm just one of those crazed fans who likes Yellowstone, and that's why I want to go.
We'll just go together. Let's go to Montana.
I want to go to I want to go to Salem, Massachusetts too.
You know, I lived in New York for 28 and a half years, and I've never been to Salem, Massachusetts. I've been all through the state of Massachusetts. I've been to Boston. I've been to, whatchamacallit?
I'm a huge Hocus Pocus fan, so
So am I, but anyway, I've been all through the because Boston is on the shoreline basically, so you have to drive through Massachusetts to get there. But I've been all through the state of Massachusetts. I've never been to Salem,
I want to
and
go.
I definitely have never been to Salem during Halloween because I heard that that's the absolute worst time to go because everybody and their mother is there, and you can barely enjoy it because you can't walk through anything.
Right, I want to go like dead of winter.
You don't, because it's cold, wet, icy, and snowy. You want to go in like spring.
I go when it's creepy.
I'm sure at night it's always creepy.
Go when it's like dreary looking because I want to feel like I'm there.
Go at the end of September, early October, or go right after Halloween before the snow gets bad. Because fall and winter in the north is. It's dark at 4:30 p.m. Like pitch black dark. So it gets dreary at like 3 o'clock. And it's cloudy. It's more
I want to go when
cloudy.
it's creepy.
Yeah, it's cloudy more often than it isn't in the fall
I'm
in the
just throwing that
north.
out there. Like, if I'm gonna go, I want to go
Yeah, I mean, I'm not
and
telling
put
you not to
myself in
go.
the. No, I'm just saying I want to put myself in the vibe, you know? If
Yeah.
I'm in Salem, I picture it being like dark and creepy, and I want to get that whole vibe.
I understand that. I'm just saying don't go.
In the dead of winter.
Around, well, definitely don't go in the dead of winter, but also don't go around Halloween itself because I would go after Halloween, like maybe like the first or second week of November before the snow and stuff comes, or I would go at like the end of September before it starts ramping up for the season because, like I said, everybody and their mother wants to go to Salem because it's the thing to do, so it's always,
I heard them
always
talking
packed.
about, like, this one podcast was talking about some store there in Massachusetts, and I was trying to, or in Salem, and I was trying to look it up, and they had some very, like, cool things there, but now I can't remember the name of the store.
I know Quincy Market is there.
No, it was like Black Veil Shop or something like that.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know what it is,
Like
but
I said, I've never been to Salem, even though I lived in New York, the
I want to
neighbor,
go.
for 28 years. But anyway,
Sorry, I
so we
spoiled
are
most of that.
actually in Montana, where we're apparently going to go soon at some point. But I'm going to bring us our missing person. So this person doesn't have a picture. What's with the lack of photos, man?
I didn't put photos on them this time. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. I just like to look into the face of the person I'm talking about, but that's okay.
I can pull them up if you
Nah,
want.
you're good.
Yeah,
I'm
if you want.
sure. I'm sure I can search the name if I really want to.
You guys will see the pictures when I share
Yeah,
them.
she'll show you the pictures, just not me. So
Right.
this individual's name is Nylene K. Marshall. She was a, well, I'm saying was, but she might still be alive. She is a female. She is white. She's been missing since. She was 4 years old out of Clancy, Montana. She was born September 18th, 1978, so that would make her 45 years old. And she has been missing since June 25th of 1983. I've never seen this on here before, but the classification for her disappearance is a non-family abduction. So I'm going to read into this, but I'm going to assume that somebody stole her that was not a family member. Yay, look at me figuring it out. And at the time, which she wouldn't be this anymore, but she was 3'2" and 29 pounds. When she went missing, she was wearing a yellow t-shirt, shorts, and no shoes or socks. Distinguishing characteristics, so she is a Caucasian female with brown hair and blue eyes. She has a small mole above her left eyebrow and dimples on both cheeks. Her upper left baby tooth was chipped at the time that she vanished, which, I mean,
it would be gone now, I would assume. And she has excess hair on her lower back, and she is right-handed. So, details of her disappearance. So, Nylene accompanied her family on a picnic outing in the Helena National Forest in the Elkhorn Mountains on June 25th, 1983, near her hometown of Clancy, Montana. She was playing with some children who walked ahead of her for a moment at approximately 4 p.m. When her friends turned around, Nylene had vanished. She was last seen sitting alone near the Beaver Dams on Maupin Creek. An extensive search of the area turned up no indication of her whereabouts. Nylene's family was questioned about her disappearance, and her stepfather was considered a person of interest in her case. Her mother died in 1995, and it was reported that she was sexually assaulted and murdered in Mexico. An unknown man wearing a jogging suit was seen nearby just before she disappeared and reportedly spoke to Nylene and told her to follow the shadow. It is not known if he was connected to Nylene's case. In November 1985, an anonymous person called the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children on several occasions and said that he'd abducted Nylene. The police traced the calls to various phone booths in Edgerton, Wisconsin, but after the phone booths were identified, the calls stopped. In January of 1986, an anonymous person sent Child Find, a New York-based missing children's organization, a typewritten letter saying he had picked up, quote, a girl named Kay on a road in Elkhorn Park between Helena and Boulder, Montana, and had decided to take her home with him. The letter was postmarked Madison, Wisconsin, 30 miles northwest of Edgerton, and includes details about Nylene's case that had not been released to the general public. The writer explained that he had a good investment income, worked from home, and homeschooled Kay. He also traveled frequently with her all over the United States and in Canada and Great Britain. He said he loved the child and she was happy, and that although he knew her family missed her, he could not let her go. Nylene has never been located. The person who wrote and telephoned authorities has never been identified, and it is unclear whether this individual actually had anything to do with her disappearance. Investigators stated the information in the phone calls and later indicated sexual abuse. And a letter indicated sexual abuse. Although it's possible Nylene simply wandered away from the group and succumbed to the wilderness, but her disappearance is classified as a non-family abduction, and her case is currently unsolved. So that is Nylene K. Marshall out of Clancy, Montana. Here's your paperback.
Thank you.
Thank you. But now to jump into a more
Morbid moment.
more morbid person moment, whatever you'd like to call it. I'm going to be bringing us Wayne Nance.
I've never heard of
I'm
him.
gonna say Nance. I'm not gonna say Nancy because it's Nance, but could be Nancy. But yes. So you never heard of him? All right. So let's jump in. So, Wayne Nathan Nance, born October 18th, 1955, who has also been dubbed the Missoula Mauler. So, anyway,
You
that's
like
his name.
anyway.
Yeah. My
Can't
dad's
really
name
say
was
much more than
Wayne.
that.
Yeah, my dad's name was Wayne, so this hits close to home. But yeah, he's also known as the Missoula Mauler.
But
Sorry,
your
that was
dad
like
was not the Missoula Mauler.
not that I know of. So, Wayne Nance was born on October 18th, 1955, in Clinton, Montana, to George Edwin Nance, a long-haul truck driver, and Charlene May Nance, a waitress. Nance lived in a motorhome outside Milltown, Montana, which is east of Missoula, and was described by teachers and classmates as an academically gifted yet eccentric individual who was also a juvenile delinquent. Friends claim that during his adolescence, Nance frequently boasted of worshiping the devil and had even used a hot coat hanger to brand himself in satanic symbols. He also had bragged about wanting to commit a murder before he was 19 years old. Nance eventually graduated from Sentinel High School in 1974. So, this just jumps right into his crimes. There isn't a whole lot on his backstory aside from that little bit, but his crimes span over the 1970s and the 1980s. So we're gonna start in the 70s. So Nance is believed to have raped and murdered a 39-year-old woman named Donna Lorraine Pounds on April 11th, 1974, in West Riverside, Montana. Pounds, who worked part-time at a Christian bookstore, had arrived home at 3:30 p.m. and is believed to have encountered Nance in the master bedroom. He was armed with her husband's 22 caliber Luger. Luger?
Brute.
Lugger?
Ruger?
No, it's L-U-G-E-R.
Yeah, Luger.
Luger rifle, with which he fired a warning shot at the bedroom wall. Nance was wearing latex gloves, one of which was found at the scene, and carried with him a black gym bag, from which he produced a white clothesline, which was used to tie pounds to her bed. Nance then raped her before forcing her downstairs into the basement, where, at point-blank range, he shot her 5 times in the back of her head. This gets graphic! He then inserted the barrel of the gun into her vagina and left the property.
Oh my god!
What a psycho!
What? Why?
Psychotic. Donna's husband, Harvey, arrived home at 6 p.m. and discovered that Pounds had been held captive in her basement, tied to a chair and shot. 3 eyewitnesses claim that they saw Nance, an acquaintance of the victim's teenage son, in the area about the time of Pound's death that afternoon. One witness claimed they saw him in the garden of the Pound's residence, and another said that they saw him leaving the house with a black gym bag and heading in the direction of the Tamarack Trailer Park, where Nance lived with his parents. The Pound's son had also shown Nance where his father had kept his gun, and Nance was a regular at the house. When questioned by police, Nance admitted that he had not gone to school that day but had stayed home in order to work on a school project. He had been out in the area, he said, foraging for the materials that he needed. Insufficient evidence prevented Nance from being charged with her murder. Years later, police searched Nance's home and discovered evidence linking him to the Pound's murder. Nance served in the U.S. Navy from 1974 to 1977 as well, and investigators later suspected that he may have committed more crimes while traveling for his military service. On November 29, 1977, Nance received a general military discharge on the grounds of misconduct after he was found with stolen items, LSD, marijuana, and illegal butterfly knives. So that was his life in the 70s. So he killed one woman that we know of, and then was in the military and could have killed more.
And obviously he was a bit of a pervert, too.
Yeah, he a little creep. So in the 80s, so he was just discharged from the military in 1977. So after his discharge from military service, Nance visited Seattle, Washington in July 1978, where 15-year-old runaway Devonna Nelson went missing. On February 27th, 1980, her badly decomposed body was discovered by the crew of a slow-moving freight train on a road bank close to Interstate 90 in the city of Missoula, resting against a chain-link fence. Because of the condition of the body, her remains were not identified until February 16, 1985. She had no shoes or underwear, and her dress was hitched up around her neck. Nelson had been stabbed in the chest, and prior to her identity being confirmed, she had been dubbed Betty Beavertail after the nearby Beavertail Hill State Park. Nance is suspected of killing Nelson, but has not been definitively linked to the crime either. Then, the body of Marcella Sherry Bachman, also known as Marcy, who was 16, was found in an advanced state of decomposition on December 24, 1984, by a wildlife photographer. The body had been buried in a shallow grave, and her decomposed leg was protruding out of the frozen ground. Strong evidence indicates that Nance murdered Bachman. Investigators found hair similar to Bachman's in Nance's home. She had run away from Vancouver, Washington due to a conflict with her family members, and she was killed by 3 gunshot wounds to the head. Like Devonna Nelson, Bachman was given a nickname before she was identified. Her nickname was Debbie Deer Creek, after a nearby drainage basin. Bachman was identified in 2006 through DNA profiling, and her cremated remains were subsequently interred. So, Bachman had been seen alive with Nance, who had taken her in after she was left by a trucker in the area. She used the alias name Robin and claimed to have been either native to Texas or had passed through the state. When asked by acquaintances about the whereabouts of Robin, Nance would say, "She's gone," and claim that she had run off with a trucker or that he had put her on a bus. Bachman's grave was 2 miles from Nance's home. Nance claimed she had left the area on September 28, 1984, which was about the time that she was killed. Her brother, Derek Bachman, had been searching for Marcella since he was 21 years old, along with a private investigator. He originally believed that she may have supported herself as a prostitute while away from home and may have become a victim of Gary Ridgway.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ridgway murdered at least 49 runaway children and prostitutes during the 1980s and 90s. However, Marcello was never identified as one of his victims. When police conducted a search of Nance's home after his death, they found a series of photo booth pictures of him and Bachman. A strand of her hair was also found in Nance's truck. So that's Bachman. Then, on September 11th, 1985, the skeleton of Janet Lee Lucas, age 23, was found in Missoula, Montana, with two 32 caliber bullets in her skull, 3 miles away from where Bachman had been found. Investigators believe she died between 1983 and 1985. Her remains weren't identified until May of 2021, and she was initially believed to be of Asian descent. Like the other Jane Does found near East Missoula, Lucas was given a name before she was identified. Her nickname was Christy Crystal Creek. Based on examination, her age range was between 18 and 35. She was between 4'10" and 5'2" tall and weighed between 90 and 110 pounds. Examination indicated that she most likely had a history of smoking and had many fillings in her teeth, as well as two root canals. She also had had oral surgery that used characteristically Asian dental techniques involving the screwing of a dental post into the tooth. After genetic genealogy research was conducted after a successful DNA extraction, it was learned that Lucas originated from Spokane, Washington, having disappeared from Sandpoint, Idaho during the summer of 1983. It is unknown when or why she came to Montana, and Nance has not been definitively linked to this murder, but he is the only suspect. Nance is also responsible for the December 12, 1985 murders of 34-year-old Michael Robert Shook and Teresa Lynn Shook, also age 32, in Ravalli County, Montana, who were tied up inside their home and stabbed to death. Nance, armed with a gun, walked into the household at 9 p.m. and introduced himself as Conan the Barbarian.
Really?
Really. He then demanded their money and fired off a shot, which hit Teresa in the leg. A post-mortem examination would reveal that Nance had tried to dig the bullet out of her leg himself. This led to the belief that Nance had not intended to hit Teresa and was aiming to instead fire a warning shot. After shooting Teresa, Nance ordered and locked Michael and Teresa's four children into their shared bedroom. A physical altercation ensued in which Michael suffered a blow to the head. He was then tied up and stabbed in the chest with a butcher knife. Teresa was forced upstairs and tied to the bed. She was raped before being stabbed to death herself. Her body would be found clothed, apart from her underwear, with a pillow over her face. A neighbor saw a pickup truck, which matched the description of Nance's vehicle leaving the Shook's property. 2 hours later, Nance returned, robbing the family of an elk statue, a stag-handled hunting knife, and a silver dollar collection before attempting to set fire to the home. The fire smoldered but did not catch. However, the intended ignition material released cyanide gas into the airtight house, slowly gassing the children trapped inside. The couple's four children survived the crime after they were rescued by neighbors. Items stolen from the Shook residence were later found in Nance's home, and it was also determined that Nance had delivered a new couch to Mike and Teresa Shook only days before their murders.
Oh my gosh, this guy's sick and twisted.
Yeah. During Nance's adulthood, he worked as a mover for the Conlon's Furniture Department Store, where he was described by his employees and coworkers as an average guy. However, several female customers had complained about harassing phone calls they had begun to receive after getting a delivery from the store and had singled out Nance as being the caller. He had also begun taking photos of his female colleagues. Nance was also reported for using a peephole, which he had found, and he blamed it on other members of the staff. When questioned, these employees insisted it had been shown to them by Nance and not the other way around. So he was a murderer, a peeping Tom, a sexual harasser, a rapist, almost an arsonist.
Jesus, fix it. Can we...
Jesus, fix it.
Can we just give him back?
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like there are people... Can we just give him back?
Yeah. Like, we don't need this one. This one's a little off.
This one's broken.
Keep it.
Return to cinder.
Yeah. So on September 3rd, 1986, Nance attempted to murder husband and wife duo Douglas Wells and Kristen Wells. Nance worked at the Wells Furniture Moving Company and engaged Doug in conversation while they were in the front yard of his home at midnight. Doug had demanded to know what Nance was doing in the bushes outside of his property, upon which Nance told him that he was passing by and had spotted someone lurking outside of the house. Nance asked if he could borrow a flashlight, and after Doug went with him inside, Nance struck Doug in the head before tying up both him and Kristen. Nance then stabbed Doug in the chest and left him to die in the basement. Nance forced Kristen into the bedroom on the second floor to rape her. Although badly wounded, Doug managed to free himself and load one bullet in a rifle he had been repairing. Doug staggered up to the second floor where his wife was being assaulted in their bedroom. Nance and Doug engaged in further altercations, ending with Doug shooting and incapacitating Nance. Nance and the Wells were rushed to the hospital, where Doug and Kristen made full recoveries. Nance's injuries proved fatal, and he died the following day. After the incident with Wells, authorities investigated Nance's background and other crimes, initially noting similarities between the Wells incident and the murders of Michael and Teresa Shook. Nance was also found to be in possession of a large collection of photographs of Kristen in his wallet. Some had been taken from the bushes along the route Chris would go for a jog. Others he had collected into a photo album, along with notes such as, "I love you, I'm crazy about you, and I want you to live with me." And that is the story, the life and death of the Missoula Mauler, or Wayne Nathan Nance.
Well, so yay! So we got what we wanted and we sent him back. Return to sender.
I got a feeling he went a different way.
Return to. Well, it's not return, I guess.
Nope, not a return. He's like, he got sent to the junkyard.
He did. He's a
Yeah.
junkyard dog.
Yeah.
I wonder what he's doing. You ever. Well, I don't want to know, but like, you ever wonder?
He's
Like,
probably
what
like
sort of like eternal damnation actually
damnation.
happens? Like, I don't want to find out, but I want to make sure that, like.
People are getting what they deserve.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope he's having to like shave bunions off of.
I hope he gets a bunion on his butthole and has to shave it himself.
Down there filing in
I
bunions.
No, I can't imagine. Like, I'm trying to think of like what the
I'm
heck.
just saying, like, I don't know if you've ever seen Hercules, the cartoon from
Hercules,
Disney.
Hercules, Hercules.
You know what I'm talking about, the Disney one?
Yeah.
Where they send them to Hades and the
No.
underworld, and they're just this the souls are just like screaming to get out of that well. That's
Have you ever seen the show Lucifer?
no.
That's kind of what it looks like. So Lucifer, it's about the devil. It's about the angel that turned into the devil. But they show what
It's about
the
Lucifer.
it is. But if you've never seen the show, you wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
But it shows like the depiction of what hell might look like, and it's
Yeah.
like all these. It's like all red and like molten lava, and like there's these like hallways and all these rooms, and every room is somebody's like tortured fate.
Yeah.
And yeah, and you just replay that over and over and over and over and over for all of eternity.
Like Groundhog's Day,
Yeah,
over and
it's
over.
insane. But I'm hoping that those that get in the elevator of life and go downstairs are getting what's coming to them.
Yeah.
'Cause this dude was crazy. He was a little bit of all the
I
types of
mean,
crazy.
and don't take this the wrong, I'm not saying I don't believe people can be redeemed, but I think at the end of the day, we're all going to pay for what we did. So, the accountability aspect of life.
Oh yeah, 100%. Like,
So.
I don't know. But this guy was like, meh. He was a little bit of all the crazies mixed together while being offed. I mean, justice was served, in my opinion.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, that
I
one was
liked it.
good.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. So that was Wayne Nance.
Wayne
And if it said
Nance.
Nancy, well, I'm sorry.
What was the guy's name that shot him? Sorry.
Douglas.
Douglas, shout out to you, my
Man, what
man.
was his last name?
Look at you
Douglas.
coming in. That's a real man, defending his wife
Douglas
and his
Wells.
household.
Doug Wells. So we love Doug.
We
We
love you,
stan
Doug.
Doug, and we hope that Doug and Kristen are still alive and doing well.
Giving the hearts over here.
Yeah, I'm still mad that like the
Yeah.
Alpha Gen Z
Just might as well
whatever
go
do
like
this.
that.
Yeah, like dude, have you seen the videos of like Millennials or Gen X, like asking their Gen Z or Gen Alpha Z, whatever children, like, how do you roll down a window? And they're like,
Yeah.
with the button, or like, how do you answer a phone?
Like all of that. I'm like, oh my gosh. And I get that it's a different time, but it's like, we're, well, not me, but millennials are the parents and we do this. So I would assume that your children would learn and do that.
Because now it's this. They've never had that bend in a phone.
I know.
And then, too,
But
like,
the heart thing, are you kidding me?
that's because they. My fingers are not.
It like makes no sense to me. Anyway,
Well, I mean,
does
you
Ethan
should.
do that stuff?
What?
Like, if have you ever done that with Ethan?
No, but
Like, you
I'm going
ask him? You
to.
should.
Well, I know he's going to be like the button because that's all he knows.
That's
I
so
tell him all the
crazy.
time, like, you should have seen the look on his face when I told him that we used to have to arm pump to get our windows up and down. I was like, and God forbid you were in the back of a minivan. My parents used to have minivans, okay? Do you
No, my
remember?
dad has station wagon.
Well, do you remember the minivans? Like, the windows used to only pop open that far.
Yep.
And then the second glass, the doors didn't have any kind of window whatsoever. Now you can roll the whole window down.
Yeah.
But back in the day, when my parents had minivans, you could not.
Can you roll a back window all the way down, or does it still stop? I never have people or
Ours
things.
roll all the way down. Mine does in my car.
Do you remember when they only went halfway down so that the kids couldn't jump out?
Do you remember the day when you'd be rolling the window down and the handle would fall off?
Yes.
And then I don't know about your parents, but my dad put a very pair of vice grips on there.
Oh, yeah,
And you're just
100%.
like
Oh,
back there trying not to
100%.
knock the vice grip off.
Yes. You're doing your
And
best.
the craziest thing, Ethan was like, "What?" So the little hole, in the cars, used to be the cigarette lighter.
Yeah.
So my car still had, like, my new car has one, but it's just for like the cell phone ports.
Yeah.
But you should have seen the look on my kid's face when I told him they used to be lighters. It
Yeah.
was like you used to have to put the lighter in there and push it in. I said, and cars used to come with ashtrays in the side doors for the
Oh
smokers
yeah.
too.
My mom used to have a car. Her Mustang
Yeah.
had one. She had like a
You would
1993 Mustang
pop
or
the little
something.
thing and it would pop like it would.
Oh yeah, my dad's station wagon used to have one. It was like nice and metal.
Yeah.
My dad's station wagon
You push down on it and pop up.
it had the back seats, the one that faced the other way.
Yeah.
Yep. I remember that.
Like, I was like, Ethan was like, "What? Why would you have a lighter in the car?" I was like, "Ethan, dude, back in the day, people smoked like freight trains, which people still smoke today, but it was such a common thing."
Do you remember when you could smoke in restaurants and they
Yeah.
had smoking sections?
Right.
As if that was going to magically like stop the smoke from traveling to the non-smoking sections.
Right. Well, I mean, not me, but I saw somebody was sharing that back in the 80s, early 90s, they had smoking sections in schools.
That's
In the
insane.
early 90s, apparently they
Do
did.
you want to hear something crazy? Okay, maybe I'm just not as old as I think I am because I'm 30. And people are gracious enough to think that I'm younger, which is nice. But I was at physical therapy like 6 weeks ago or something. And one of the exercises that the physical therapist had me do, I had to stand on a phone book. And I looked down because I didn't know what he was having me stand on. And I was like, nice phone book. He goes, you know what that is? I was like, yeah, I'm not that young. But it just goes to
Is it the
show
yellow
like
pages or the white pages?
the yellow pages.
Yeah.
Like,
See, some of y'all probably don't even know what the white pages were.
right. Well, back in the day, well, I wasn't talking to him, but I've talked to other people. Do you remember when you used to have to look up movie times in like a phone book or
Yeah,
something?
or
Or
you had
like.
to call the movie theater and stay while it scrolled through.
Yep.
Like, there was no pushing buttons to this is the movie I'm calling about. No.
Nope.
You had to sit there and listen.
Or did you guys have it here? I think all TVs did, but again, I grew up in New York, so I don't know. But did you have TV Guide Channel
Yes, where you
where
had
you had to
to
sit there and
sit there and
wait? And
wait
if
for
you
the
missed it,
channel, you were
You
screwed.
had to wait, or you just had to go to that channel and see what was on.
Just like when school closed, you had to sit there like it was freaking NBA draft or
Oh, yeah, and it's
something,
like scrolled
NFL
across the
draft. Yeah,
bottom.
you had to wait for your school. By golly gracious, you were glued to it too. Because if you missed it, then you had to sit there and wait all over
Because it
again.
went alphabetically.
It's like the NFL draft. You were just waiting to see who got what. Was it you were getting the day off? Were you getting a 2 hour delay? Or were you having to go to school?
See, my school, the running joke was, my school and my district would only close if it was the second coming of Jesus because it could have snowed 10 feet outside. If those plows could clear the roads and they could get their parking lot plowed enough, you were on a 2 hour delay. I think school closed for me through my 13 years of school between kindergarten and 12th grade in my district. I think school closed for me maybe three times. We were either always on a 2-hour delay, a 1-hour delay, or no delay at all. But I
Right.
think it closed like three times in the entirety of 13 years. No, I read it, but
Do you know who he is?
who? Ed Gein? Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, that's what makes it funny. It says Ed Gein inspired dozens of films and TV shows at 51.
He did his job. It was
Oh.
not a good job, but
It
he
was not
did
a
his
good
job.
job.
Did you know Carl Weathers died?
Oh, the guy from Rocky.
Yeah,
Yeah,
he
I
died
saw it.
yesterday and peacefully in his sleep, they said.
Well, that's good.
If you guys didn't know, it's February 3rd.
Yeah.
But
It is
anyway,
February 3rd. We're doing a mass
can you believe,
recording.
can you believe that the first month of 2024 is already gone?
Listen, the month of January felt like it was so long. I was kind of glad for it to be over.
Really, I feel, well, maybe it's just because I'm so busy, because I go to like 10 doctor's appointments a week now and I go to work. I just
Yeah.
don't have time to think.
I don't know. It felt long to me.
It usually does. January is usually 3 years on its own.
Yeah,
But
I felt like it was
this
like
month,
5 years.
it was just really, really quick.
I
But
don't know.
I don't know, man. But happy 2024, y'all.
Yeah.
I think this is the first time we're recording in 2024.
I don't think so. I think we recorded last time. Maybe it is.
Is
I
it?
don't know. If it's the first recording, Happy New Year. If it's not, then you're gorgeous.
Yeah, I can't remember. Anyway, happy 2024. It's
For
February
some
3rd.
reason, I thought we recorded on January 6th.
Nope, we did. You're right.
I could be wrong.
No, you're right.
So we did record. Either way.
I'm just forgetful.
We're just,
I'm
no.
telling you, I have a lot of things that
It's
go
life.
on.
Life. My brain hurts.
Life hurts, and I'm tired. But thank you guys for listening to our banter and this episode. We will bring you another Montana next time with Alicia.
Yay!
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and join the Patreon. And we're almost at 150 followers on Facebook.
Yep. And we need you guys to
And
go like the post and share the post, because if you're not like liking it or commenting on it, we don't know who to enter into it.
right.
Unless we're just gonna do one big mass entry.
And if you're wondering what we're doing, it's a giveaway.
Yeah.
So yay. You can listen to our
Which I've
older
been
episodes and
sharing
get some
it.
updates.
I've been
Yeah.
sharing it, trying to share it like once a week, so
But thank you to our patrons who paid for our ads,
yeah.
because all the revenue that we get from Patreon goes towards ads, like running ads to bring more traffic to our pages.
Yeah.
So, but we're making it. We got, how many listens did we have in the month of January?
554.
554 in a single month.
In a single month, where before that we were at what? Well, I mean, it was like the 2nd or 3rd of January, wasn't it? We got right at 1,000 listens at all time. And so we finished this month at over 1,500 listens, or we finished January over 1,500 listens.
Yeah, so you guys are killing it. So thank you so much. Please continue to share and tell your friends and
I mean, I
family.
think we're kind of killing it a little bit too.
I mean, we are, because
But we're
this is
bragging on
why
you
they're
guys.
here. But yeah, I mean, we could be talking to dead air. It
Dun,
really
dun,
does come
dun.
down to those that listen to us from
Right.
all over the world, funny enough.
Yeah.
I'd love to know how people from all over the world find
I
us.
don't know.
Like,
It
let us
amazes me
know.
too, because we are not that interesting.
Especially not for people overseas. Like, what do you care about little old us in South Carolina for? But we
Maybe
appreciate you.
it's the accents that we have.
It's just your accent. I sound very
But
monotone and
you gotta
rich.
think, like, I know I like to listen to people from other places talk because I like to hear their accents, as long as I can understand what they're saying. Now, sometimes I just stare because I have no idea what they're saying.
That's fair.
But maybe it's our accents.
Maybe. I don't feel like I have an accent, but maybe to a foreigner I do.
Yeah.
But anyway, thanks guys.
Yeah,
We'll
thanks
see you
for
in the next
listening.
one. Got any parting words for the fans?
The same old, same old. Lock your doors and don't play with Ouija boards.
And as always, there's probably something sinister right in your own backyard.